University of Wisconsin geologist Anders Carlson studies ice sheet melt from land and ocean sediment cores. His study describes what prehistoric Earth was like in North America and Northern Europe some 140,000 years ago.
What we found in this paper was that ice that's resting on land, it responded very quickly to the warming climate, but then it didn't retreat really rapidly. It just kind of chugged along and slowly melted like an ice cube if you put a hairdryer on it.
Carlson says that was not the case with ice sheets floating on the ocean.
Marine-based ice sheets behave unpredictably. And so they may not do anything for a while, and then they all of a sudden respond very abruptly. So they can rapidly disappear.
Greenland and Antarctica hold the Earth's last remaining ice sheets. In July, satellite data showed that 97% of the surface of the Greenland ice sheet had turned to slush over 4 days, a rate faster than any time in recorded history. Carlson says it might be responding rapidly to small changes in temperature, similar to what he saw in the prehistoric record of ice sheets on land.
But that said, they haven't catastrophically collapsed in the past either to rapidly raise sea level and the time scale that humans would care about, that we'd be hard for us to adapt to.
Carlson says the Antarctic marine-based ice sheet is less predictable.
What this say from the past is that these ice sheets, well, they may not do anything for a bit, but then if you wanted to catastrophically raise sea level, like on the orders of a meter or two in a human lifetime, there is prehistoric precedent for that happening.
A second paper in Nature Geoscience looks back 12,000 to 7,000 years to when massive ice sheets still covered the high latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere. At that time, the global climate was roughly comparable to what it is today, and glaciers were melting. The study describes abrupt sea level jumps from 1/2 to 2 meters from melting glaciers. Co-author Torbjorn Tornquist is an earth scientist at Tulane University in Louisiana.
What happens when you suddenly drain these massive amounts of fresh water into the ocean? It's going to change ocean circulation.
Tornquist says that today, rapid melting from the Greenland ice sheet could send massive amounts of fresh water into the North Atlantic Ocean, changing the marine environment.
But it will also lead to potentially higher precipitation rates in the same region, which could also lead to a fresher surface waters in the North Atlantic. So we need to understand whether those types of changes could potentially be capable of triggering these kinds of abrupt climate events.
Tornquist adds that understanding how abrupt climate changes affect Earth's geologic past can help design climate models that can better predict the future. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.